Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 17, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Binance in talks to launch crypto trading joint venture in Japan. Blockchain arbitration firm Proof of Trust plans London Stock Exchange listing. Watch Civic's CEO talk about his new cross-border payment system. Crypto dealer SFOX adds new service for fund managers to invest in digital assets. Swedish crypto exchange BTCX plans IPO in 2020. Anchorage, Bison Trails execs to helm Libra's new technical steering committee. Deribit using new trading tools to capture exploding options market. Bitcoin falls back after briefly breaking $9,000 resistance. 2019's DeFi boom raises new questions for tax filing season. Now let's get started. Binance in talks to launch crypto trading joint venture in Japan. Crypto exchange Binance is eyeing the launch of a new trading platform dedicated to the Japanese market. According to a blog announcement on Thursday, the firm said it is discussing a strategic partnership with Z Corporation and existing Japan-based exchange DaoDao to work together to provide trading services in the country. Z Corporation is a wholly owned subsidiary of Z Holdings Corporation, itself a subsidiary of Tokyo-based multinational SoftBank, formerly Yahoo Japan. The three firms would harness Binance's technologies in order to build out the new service, according to the announcement. The two Japanese firms will take on the responsibility of working with the Japanese regulator, the Financial Service Agency, to ensure the new venture is compliant with local rules. The news comes just days after Binance made an investment in South Korean stablecoin issuer BXB, saying the firm would work to support a new support center it will set up for local exchange users. Blockchain arbitration firm Proof of Trust plans London Stock Exchange listing. A firm that's developed tech to resolve disputes arising from blockchain smart contracts has said it plans to list on the London Stock Exchange. As reported Friday by Alliance News via London Southeast, the Proof of Trust aims to float on the LSE's main market. We at the Proof of Trust are excited at the prospect of a full listing on the main market of the company's shares and we look forward to providing investors with the opportunity to share in this groundbreaking project, said lawyer and Proof of Trust CEO Dean Armstrong. Targeting the main market would seem ambitious for a young firm working with blockchain, as it is generally reserved for larger companies with a proven track record and sets a higher threshold of requirements for listing. Smaller and newer firms more often attempt to float on the exchange's alternative investment market, AIM. CoinDesk has reached out to the company for more details on the planned listing. Proof of Trust says on its website that it has built a protocol using distributed consensus to manage arbitration or dispute resolution for smart contracts. Its anti-collusion algorithm is said to validate the authenticity of data with trusted and verified experts before it is recorded on the blockchain and used to execute smart contracts. In October 2019, the firm partnered with IBM Blockchain, which said the solution may ultimately be deployed across IBM Cloud, Red Hat OpenShift, Azure and Oz. Watch Civic's CEO talk about his new cross-border payment system. Civic CEO Vinny Lingham joined us at the Digital Money Forum in Las Vegas last week to talk about his new money transfer platform, a worldwide system that holds no funds but instead connects multiple money services businesses, MSBs, in a global network. The product, called Civic Wallet, will let users carry cryptocurrencies and fiat currency on their own devices and uses Civic's facial recognition systems to secure the system. Because Civic holds none of the keys or currencies, the clients and MSB endpoints will use the wallet as a sort of piping. Lingham said his product uses Civic's secure identity ecosystem to reduce dependence on complex keys. Because it uses facial recognition, there are no seed phrases and restoring your wallet is as simple as looking at your phone. It's literally using your face as the key as opposed to anything else, so I don't need to remember any passwords, he said. Lingam demonstrated the app to us during CES 2020 last week. He expects it to launch this spring. The app is launching to our private list with over 100,000 people on it worldwide at the end of February. We'll start sending on invites aggressively, and then the public launch is gonna be in March, he said. Crypto dealer SFOX adds new service for fund managers to invest in digital assets. San Francisco Open Exchange unveiled Thursday its new separately managed account solution to help investors create their own crypto trading strategies. The service enables fund managers to manage individual securities in a single account for their clients in the traditional financial services industry. However, the company claimed the new service has not been available to those who invest in digital assets. According to a blog post from SFOX, the new service will allow fund managers to design and administer personalized crypto trading strategies for their clients. The company said crypto investors can also use its tax reporting products to take taxes into consideration when making portfolio management decisions. The service caters to crypto hedge fund managers, traders and service providers as well as traditional asset managers who invest in crypto assets. In May, the crypto dealer announced a partnership with New York-based MY Safra Bank to provide its traders with deposit accounts backed by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. Founded in 2014, SFOX says it now serves more than 175,000 traders across the world and has processed over $11 billion worth of transactions. Separately managed accounts as a financial service have been widely used by asset managers who work for institutional investors such as high net worth individuals and mutual funds. It allows people to manage portfolios more efficiently by putting different investments in one account. Swedish crypto exchange BTCX plans IPO in 2020. One of the oldest cryptocurrency exchanges in Scandinavia wants to go public later this year, hoping it will enable traditional investors to participate in new finance. Oscar Soderstrom, CEO of Stockholm-based BTCX, confirmed to CoinDesk it is looking to deliver an initial public offering, IPO, before the end of Q3 2020. Corporate financial advisory firm Eminova Partners has been engaged to help file the offering, expected to take place in Sweden. Our aim is to bring Bitcoin to the masses and to bridge the gap between new and traditional finance, Soderstrom wrote in an email. Being in new finance, a listing of the company via a traditional route feels like a natural progression to achieve that goal. Established in 2013, BTCX supports trading in Bitcoin and Ethereum, with the Swedish krona and the euro as fiat funding options. It also features an express exchange facility, enabling transfers between digital and fiat currencies that complete in a matter of minutes. Users have to complete KYC, AML checks before they can use the firm's services. Following the collapse of the ICO market in 2018, cryptocurrency companies have increasingly turned to more traditional means to raise funds. IPOs, which are heavily regulated and generally accessible to most forms of investors, allow companies to broaden their appeal and enhance their reputation among more skeptical elements of the financial world. Choosing a traditional route could add additional transparency to an industry traditionally shaded in the eyes of the public, Soderstrom said. With blockchain-based alternatives still in a phase of immaturity, he added, a public offering would also satisfy any concerns raised by Sweden's chief financial regulator, the Finansinspektionen, FI. There are some disadvantages to taking the IPO route, however. Investors can still lose money, as when the share price for cryptocurrency mining rig maker Canaan dropped 40% weeks after an IPO raised $90 million. Similarly, Chinese mining giant Bitmain had to step back from plans for an IPO in Hong Kong after profits dropped precipitously in the latter part of 2018. Despite this, Soderstrom is confident that if managed correctly, the BTCX IPO will be a success. We believe the traditional financial markets will be very interested in Sweden's older crypto broker being listed, he said. Anchorage, Bison Trails execs to helm Libra's new technical steering committee. The Libra Association announced Thursday it had formed a technical steering committee to coordinate the design of the Libra platform. The new committee, composed of Anchorage co-founder Diogo Monica, Calibra Core product lead George Cabrera III, Bison Trails founder Joe Laluz, Union Square Ventures partner Nick Grossman and Mercy Core emerging technology director Rick Shreves, was formed on December 16, 2019, according to an announcement on the Libra developers page. It's the latest incremental update to the Libra roadmap following a wave of founding member defections last October. The newly announced group will oversee the project's technical roadmap, guide codebase development, and try to build a developer community around the Libra project. Prior to the stablecoin's public debut in June 2019, Facebook developers established the project's technical underpinnings. Many of those staffers have since been transferred to Facebook's crypto subsidiary, Calibra, including Facebook's former blockchain lead, David Marcus, and tech lead Ben Maurer. The Libra Technical Steering Committee plans to publish a governance framework before the end of March 2020, according to the announcement, which will include the process by which the open-source community can propose technical changes to the network and a transparent process for evaluating those proposals. While Libra originally envisioned a launch by mid-2020, regulatory pushback may delay this, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said during an interview late last year. Deribit using new trading tools to capture exploding options market. Amid increasing activity within the crypto derivatives market, software maker Trading Technologies (TT) announced Wednesday it would provide trading tools to users of leading crypto exchange, Deribit. Included in the suite are advanced order types, charting and analytics, as well as access to a feature allowing users to create algorithms for bot trading. TT users eligible to trade on Deribit will be able to access all listed products, including Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH, futures, perpetual and options contracts. Dutch-based for another month, Deribit, founded in 2016, is now the fifth crypto-only exchange that TT supports, alongside BitMEX, CoinFlex, Coinbase and Bakkt. TT's vice president of cryptocurrencies, Michael Unadich, said demand for crypto derivatives was strong in regions such as the US, Asia and Europe. We hope to provide trading access to the highest volume derivatives exchanges in the world. CME is one leading derivatives venue, while others are located in Asia, Unadich said. Trading Technologies creates professional trading software, infrastructure and data solutions for a wide variety of users including proprietary traders, brokers, money managers, chartered tax advisors, CTAs, hedge funds, commercial hedgers and risk managers. Traditional financial institutions like Goldman Sachs, stock exchanges like the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and Europe's largest derivatives exchange Eurex also use the 25-year-old firm's tools. Exploding options market. Jahan Chu, co-founder and managing partner of Kinetic, a Hong Kong-based blockchain investment and trading firm, said TT's connection to Deribit was a massive show of confidence for the exploding options market. TT's long credible history and impressive user base combined with Deribit's experience as one of the first crypto options platform is an exciting match that should significantly increase volumes over time, Chu said. Commenting on the Asia-Pacific region for retail investors, Chu said the TT and Deribit partnership would expand the options markets for Asian traders through a familiar and trusted platform. Indeed, the BTC options market saw a large amount of activity on January 14, according to data provider Skew, with Deribit outstripping the competition to reach the highest amount of options traded in nearly 2 months. That activity has since cooled while the spot price of BTC is currently changing hands for $8,722, CoinDesk BPI data show. Su Zhu, co-founder at Singapore-based crypto investment firm Three Arrows Capital, told CoinDesk the new options exchanges such as OKEx, CME and Bakkt are driving more volume to Deribit as the central primary liquidity venue for options. This month is shaping up to be the largest volume month ever for options, Zhu said. Bitcoin falls back after briefly breaking $9,000 resistance. View: Bitcoin has all but erased the day's gains after pushing past the $9,000 resistance level this morning. A significant move back above $9,000 could trigger liquidations and a possible short squeeze across the market. Other cryptocurrencies continue to recoup losses from late 2019. Bitcoin's bulls have failed to make a solid move above $9,000, having briefly topped the level earlier on Friday. After an indecisive Thursday, prices started their rise during the Asian trading day. Based on CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index, the top cryptocurrency by market cap moved from just under $8,700 at 1 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time to $9,009 around 10 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, the third attempt to break through this morning. At press time, prices had dropped back to $8,841, a gain of 1.05% over 24 hours. $9,000 would be a test, as it is seen as a key resistance level, both from a technical and psychological point of view, wrote Simon Peters, eToro analyst and crypto expert, in a note Friday. Such an increase would also see the price challenge the current 200-day moving average, a strong indication that Bitcoin is entering into bullish territory. He added, however, there is always the risk of retracement if the community thinks Bitcoin is overbought. The recent rally has not just Bitcoin-only movement. Most other cryptocurrencies have also experienced strong gains in the past 24 hours. Coins in the top 10, including Ether, XRP, and Binance Coin, are also coming close to two-month highs. There are also some outliers. Following the launch of Binance Futures Thursday, Ethereum Classic is now trading at just below $10, the highest since October 2018. This strong surge in alternative cryptocurrencies has had a slight effect on the broader dynamics of the asset class. Bitcoin dominance, the coin's share of the total cryptocurrency market, has dropped from nearly 2% since last Friday. Bitcoin currently makes up approximately 66% of the total market, according to CoinMarketCap. Declining dominance suggests traders are placing proportionally less value into Bitcoin, attracted to the possibility of making better returns from bets outside of the original cryptocurrency. Should the bulls be able to push Bitcoin firmly back above the $9,000 threshold, the market may face a short squeeze, a sharp rise in a particular asset's price following a series of mass liquidations. There's some precedent for this. In the space of a few days at the beginning of April last year, Bitcoin increased by more than $1,000 after finally moving past the long-fought over $4,200 resistance line. Data collected by crypto analytics site Skew show that the April move caused more than $500 million worth of short liquidations on BitMEX, see chart below. According to CoinGecko, BitMEX's BTC, USD derivatives volumes have increased over the past 7 days. Daily volumes were approaching $3.5 billion at press time, more than $1 billion higher than last Friday. Helped along by the hype surrounding Facebook's Libra coin, the April move triggered a bull run that ultimately took Bitcoin up to $13,000 by the end of June 2018. Looking at prices today, it's possible that should a short squeeze happen soon, the stars could align for a second time. Pak, Scalia, and Woodward all agreed tax reporting is a major barrier to crypto adoption. People don't know how to use the technology without the headache of so much paperwork. As such, these startups see their role as enabling the next wave of mainstream, compliant usage. My thesis is that within the next few tax seasons, the number of people reporting crypto on their taxes will be 100 times larger, Dragonfly's Pak said. That hasn't even been factored in yet. I think figuring out how to definitively do accounting for DeFi is still several years out. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.